Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roberts. Initially, he wanted me to do a coaching call with him, but changed his mind and suggested that I use the money to cover a topic of my choosing. So I wanted to share my thoughts about the new TLC show called MILF Manor. When I think of MILFs, I think of women in their mid to late 30s that have had children young and maybe they got some fake boobies and are working as hard as they can to keep the wall from flattening them. I'm not thinking that MILFs are women between the age of 40 and 60. Which are on this show. So what's the purpose of a show like this? It's hopium for women around the age of 50 to make them feel like they can still be beautiful and desired by young men in their 20s and 30s. It's also about shifting the goalposts when it comes to the depravity in our society. You see that the major twist in episode 1 is that when the guys are revealed, some of them are actually sons of the MILFs. So that means that the showrunners are trying to not only get the women mad at each other for making out with and possibly sleeping with their sons, but it's also going to make those so-called MILFs worry. Because we all know that women want to have grandkids. And if their sons get into longer-term relationships with a 60-year-old coyote or 40-something cougar that's postmenopausal, then that dream is over. Then there's also the tension between the guys having to watch other guys make out with their mothers. TLC now seems to be all about debauchery for dollars. You know where this is heading. They'll eventually combine MILF Manor with naked dating. The version after that will probably have mild incest where the mothers will go into a dark room and make out with a random man, and then be shocked to find out that it's their son. It seems that sexual perversions need to keep getting ramped up and up to get us turned on as a society. I'm into all kinds of perverse fapping content, and it seems that finally the mainstream is catching up very slowly to the extremely perverse content that I'm into. As for the MILFs of the manor, one is named Pola. And she's a 48-year-old single mother whose husband died when she was 23. Jose, her son, is also on the show. Then there's April J. She's 59 years old and open to adventures. She's a handful of years shy from a senior citizens discount. Then you have Charlene, aged 46 and so young, a 50-year-old Asian woman that's from South Korea, that has always dated men that were much younger than her. I'm 44 years of age and recently I did some videography at a 50th birthday party for a woman. And I could clearly see that the women weren't acting their age. These women on this show are mostly Gen X, and I think it's a more youthful and open generation than the boomers. And while the boomers wouldn't go quietly into retirement or downsizing their homes, Gen X is not going quietly when it comes to their looks, it seems. I'll discuss more about senior senoritas dressing in sexy sundresses in front of their sons in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Don't Put Your Cock Through the Cobwebs in Cougars and Coyotes Clown World Show. This show is not only about being semi-taboo sexually, but it's also about selling young men on the idea that older women have a higher libido than they do. In all the clips I saw on YouTube, the women were talking about looking for young men with tons of sexual energy. The idea is that young men need to think of older women as sexual beings without the potential problem of getting them preggers or wearing condoms. I think the fastest growing demographics with STDs these days are the boomers and Gen Xers, because they don't think people their age have such issues. That also means that hookup culture is spreading to those demographics too. The main problem I have with this show is that it's promoting even faster falling fertility rates. Women will compete for younger and younger men and won't have any kids with them. But younger women won't have as many men to choose from if their mothers are robbing the cradle. So less babies will be born and populations will continue to crash, taking the economy down with them. Shows like this one are encouraging behavior that's helping add to a population crash. This show also does a faux pas when it puts women's age on the screen. It's usually offensive to ask a woman her age, and this show puts it out there all willy-nilly. The show's also shown as being empowering for the women in it, but what if the hoove was on the other foot? What if it was a role reversal and 50-year-old men were dating 30-year-old women on a dating show, and then the guy's 20-something-year-old daughters show up and as contestants? I wonder if that would lead to violent behavior on the part of men. Also imagine the outcry from women all over the world calling and complaining that these 50-year-old men dating 20-something-year-old females were pedos or something. Yet of course it's perfectly fine the other way around. Meanwhile at the same time the left is pushing the idea of minor attracted people everywhere. Yet for men to date women that are much younger than them are still seen as pedos and being shamed like Leonardo DiCaprio is for refusing to date women over the age of 25. It's almost as if there's an agenda to crash fertility rates all over the world, and that's certainly what we got during and after COVID. Spending a year or two in isolation and lockdowns has wrecked much family formation out there. So regardless of if you believe in conspiracy theories for population control, the outcome of COVID is certainly lowering those birth rates. Another reason younger guys are generally going for older women these days is because older women are more polite to be around than the younger ones. They still have manners and they won't treat men like total trash. This phenomenon of younger guys that are borderline incels ending up with much older women is something I've seen quite commonly while filming weddings. Women have no shame and they don't think about the future of the human race. They just think about their own pleasure and the here and now. Also, because of the inversion of the population pyramid and because there aren't enough young women to go around for all the men out there, which are in surplus, it's in the best interest of the system we're living in to promote younger leftover men dating and marrying older leftover women. That way they don't start stirring up trouble or some sort of revolution. It's all about satiating men with geriatric giners so they don't lash out at society because they are sex deprived. This show is about 8 old women and 8 young hunks. For women watching it, it probably represents delusional escapism that they're never too old to find and keep a young man in his prime. I'm sure we're going to see 70-year-old nudist MILF grannies chasing topless guys on their 18th birthday squirt day. For all of you that think the debauchery is done, you're wrong. It's only going to get worse. Well, at least the women on the show are not overweight or obese. The fad lobby should go after the show for discriminating against the large lasses with big round asses. This show is also designed to attract male viewers that find mature women attractive. So that's probably the secondary demographic it's going after catering to all the queef queens out there that want to watch it because it's a guilty pleasure for them. Over and over again, the women on this show keep saying that they're looking for love, when we all know what they're really looking for is sex. They want young men with energy in the bedroom instead of some 60-year-old guy that just wants to go to sleep instead of fondling their teats. Again, I'm sure I'll be making a second video about this when the show ends up wrapping up. It's going to be interesting to see which two contestants are probably going to get married at the end of it. I want one of the guys that has his mom on the show and for another woman to marry. And then for the mother to be at the wedding there crying, then there's a good chance that she won't get any grandkids. That will be a lot of fun to watch. That would also probably get the highest ratings as people at home watch a woman that suffers like that. And if I was one of the showrunners, I'd make sure to edit the show and rig it that way with that outcome. It doesn't matter in the end though, because usually the people on such shows are just pretending. For example, on the show Bachelor 2 in Canada, the guy was gay in the end. And after the press tour, he came out. So you don't know how much is scripted and how much is unscripted in reality television shows. I always had a funny feeling that the Canadian show Just for Laughs was always using actors because they never spoke, and the quality of the cameras meant that there was no way they would be easily hidden. If actors paid to go on camera and speak, I believe they have to be members of the actors' union. But if you're an extra that never says anything, then you don't have to be. At least that's the way it was for me back while I was doing the occasional extra work. It was really boring standing around waiting to get paid most of the time. If anything, the women in MILF Manor are probably going to get tons of guys that get a crush on them, and then contact them once the show is over professing their never-dying simp love. That is, if guys are even watching such shows anymore. As I said earlier, we're going to have more sensational shows that encourage deranged and deviant sexual behavior and fetishes because lamestream TV has to compete with Prawn. The sad thing is that the Learning Channel would actually be able to make decent history content about things like ghost towns and shipwrecks and get tons of viewers, the way that many YouTubers do. But why won't they try a bunch of stuff the YouTubers are already making? Instead of making MILF Manor and becoming a laughingstock, what I'd be doing is basically getting dozens of programs that are similar to successful YouTube channels, and that way people would be inclined to hang out on the channel and watch the content. But I think that part of their marketing strategy is that they know that men in the Manosphere and other channels are going to talk about the show, and in a way we're giving them free promotion. I'm guessing that maybe 50 or 100 guys will watch the show, or at the very least check out the clips on YouTube, after watching this video. As for making 50-year-old women attractive, they try their very best with thick makeup, and it wouldn't surprise me if they had 20 women for the show originally and paid trainers to get their bodies to the optimal level for their age. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Robert for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that even if I tried to smash a 50-year-old woman, I would probably vomit in her face, but she'd probably think it was kinky. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the coyotes masquerading as MILFs that think they're hotter than 20-year-old hotties away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.